yo, yo, yo. It is race week here on the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer, the third, yes, sir, a.k.a. EG3 host of the EG3 podcast, running sports and whatever important comes across this desk here in Kansas City, Missouri, on this Wednesday. Recording on Wednesday. This is the Thursday show of this podcast, April 9th. 2025. Thank you for tuning in to the second episode of the week, as we're now starting to do two episodes officially a week here. Obviously, this was a NASCAR podcast for a long, long, long time in a space before turning back to its original platform, including throwing in running in there. Because when I first came into this space, I didn't talk about running because I was not running. at that point in time, it seems to be a long time ago now. And now here we are, 2025 in the month of April, and it's officially race week. Not yet quite yet marathon week. Yeah, it's around the corner with the Garmin Olathe Marathon, which is sitting 2 weeks out. Crazy stuff. As again, we got 2 weeks to talk about it, obviously. But going through the ringer, I made it through, as they call it, as the folks call it, peak week, and yours truly hit the mile marker, baby. Woo! I know it's not, hey, it ain't one race, but we did it. This was one of my goals. I'll get to that later on in the show. But I'm diving straight on in, not messing around, to it. Obviously, the EG3 podcast underneath, of course, the 3-Wide podcast with EG3. If you're very new to the podcast, welcome on board. If you're looking for it, just type in the 3-Wide podcast with EG3. And it should pop up wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. I'm diving straight on into it. Before I get to myself, and of course, a huge weekend around Kansas City, and of course, the KC Running Club, you want to call it that, the Florida Gators. Yes, the Florida Gators. Last time I was on here was Tuesday, of course, corning Denny Hamlin's back-to-back wins. And of course, we're talking about the Gators taking on the Houston Cougars. Well, a couple of days later, the Florida Gators, national champions. Yeah, I'm gonna steal that, Brandon. Yeah, I'm gonna steal that. Brandon Olson, host of Locked On Gators, the Florida Gators, national champions. And you guys I can see it now. You guys are laughing at me, saying, "What the hell is going on? Why are you pulling for the Florida Gators?" Well, for one, this was my number one college team. Before any of this Barton County, any of this Kansas State, any of this Texas, Oklahoma, Big 12, before Oklahoma, Texas moved to the SEC, any of this other stuff, that's all I know. Florida Gators, and I lived a long time, a lot of years in the state of Florida before making the unexpected transition to the Midwest. Yeah, so you guys are wondering about that, and I'm a longtime Florida Gator fan, and they're the number two team now because obviously my alum is the K-State Wildcats, Kansas State out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Right? So, yeah, so Florida Gators, oh my goodness, they went through the ringer to win the national championship, win a natty. Wow. And they did it by how they done it. Come from high fat. Well, not on purpose, obviously, but they went through a tough, tough stretch. And obviously, you want to beat the best. You want to be the best. As I say, you got to beat the best. And the Florida Gators did exactly that. I took something early this afternoon. Let me see if I still have it. I have to get out of this screen. And get out of that screen here to, let me see if I know I have it here because I took it down. Yeah, so Florida Gators, national champions in a thrilling cover high victory and having to hold off Houston at the buzzer, not once, but twice. Yes, not once, but twice. And Houston could not get a shot off. And just like that, yeah, Florida tightened up defensively. Right? They tied up defensively, and they're down 12. And actually, should I bring this up now, or should I wait till after that damn run? Maybe I might hold on. Because of the Florida Gators winning, I was rewarded with something. I'll leave a cliffhanger with that, because I don't want to jinx myself as I get ready for that damn run to 10K. Again, more on the back end of this podcast. I don't want to jinx myself, so I'm going to hold it off. I'm going to hold off. Just like I held off a post, was it on yesterday? Because I wanted to post it, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till Saturday. I'm going to wait till Saturday when hopefully things shake out the way I think it's going to shake out out there in the Lake of the Ozarks. But yeah, so the Gators, right? Back to them here for a few more minutes on this podcast. Start with Missouri. And this is going off KenPom. And KenPom basically saying that this team has a tougher schedule, or the team is whatever it is. Whatever, right? Missouri, 19th in KenPom. Alabama, 6th. And a lot of people say Alabama is going to make a Final Four run. Nope. Tennessee, 5th. Nope. Who's next? Who's next on here? Who is it? North Dakota State? Yeah, North Dakota State, which I'm familiar with now, thanks to Chris Klieman, head coach of the football team at K-State. 180. Nope. UConn, the two-time defending national champions. Back-to-back, going for a three-peat. And I don't like their head coach. Nope. Hell no. Hell no. Nope. Number 10, Maryland. Hell no. Texas Tech, team I'm familiar with. Again, K-State plays Texas Tech. Whether that's baseball, football, whatever, right? Track and field. 9th in KenPom. You ain't getting none of this. Auburn. A lot of people had Auburn beating Florida. Nope. Charles Barkley, you can take your team on home, baby. Nope. And Houston. I'll probably just go ahead and throw this out there in the universe, or out there as another cliffhanger. I had Florida and Houston in my bracket for the national championship. And I was even do a bracket. Again, I'm gonna come back to this on next week's episode, or actually in 2 weeks, on next week's Thursday episode, because we're doing the whole NASCAR, bringing back the NASCAR episode now. Yep, doing it two episodes a week now. Yep, upgrade back to 2 weeks. Upgraded to two episodes a week. So, yeah, I had Florida Houston in my bracket as the championship game. So, I thought that's a cliffhanger out there. I'm going to leave it just like that. So Houston. And Houston, I know this team very, very well. Because, again, goes back to the whole Kansas State thing. Kansas State has played Houston and has gotten their ass beat more than once since Houston has joined the Big 12. Okay? Houston, number 2 in KenPom. No, sir. Not this year. In Houston. I did not know Houston played in multiple Final Four championship games. I did not know that until the broadcast team was talking about it in the second half. Because I tuned into this game in the second half because I missed the first half. So, came back, watched the second half of this game. I thought to myself, we're in trouble. Houston playing the way they played all year long. Scrappy, tough-ass defense. This is what they're known for. Kevin Sampson does a hell of a job. And has done a hell of a job with that program. And I say to myself, this is going to be the hardest game. Obviously, because of what's at stake. The stage, the national championship game, what it is, right? So, fact of the matter is, all right. So, what's Florida going to do? Walter Clayton Jr., this has been kind of their pattern. The Florida Gators, you fall behind, and then you figure out a way. You got to figure out your damn self to find a way to win this. But how are you going to win this basketball game down by 12? Well, you come out of the city. Well, the Gators were down 12 with 15 minutes to go, or really less than 16 minutes ago. It was like 15. Looking at the clock, oh damn. 15 minutes and 56 seconds. I remember the exact minute I looked at that clock. Said, I don't know. Wait, Houston's playing. They're playing kind of a home crowd and all this other stuff. I don't know. Shout out. Shout out to my guy, Coach Golden. I think it's Alex Golden. I don't want to get his first name wrong, but Coach Golden, you deserve a star, my friend, my guy. You deserve a star guy. But, man, Walter Clayton Jr., the guy started playing D. The Florida, they started playing D up on Houston and make it life hard on Houston. And that's why you had to They had to play Houston style ball to win. They had to do it, and they pulled it off. My goodness. So I have seen it all. Florida Gators. The Florida Gators. Yes, the Florida Gators. National champions. And I believe they're like one of not many universities to have three national championships in football, but now at another trophy case, three to the college basketball space. It's unbelievable. I've seen it all. I've been fortunate enough to see every single one of these national championship games, including, let's go ahead and throw in K-State. Let's go ahead and throw in let's throw in a Sweet 16 run. Let's go ahead and throw in Carla Burnett, Augusta, national champion, amateur, women's national amateur champion. Add that to the mix. I was so pumped up on that podcast talking about that. This is the EG3 podcast, 80 grade to third. Fired up. It is race week, baby. Let's go. Woo! On this April 9th, 2025, I am sorry. I am not apologizing. I am fired up just to race. I'll get to that on the back end. I'm going to talk Braves for a minute, and then we'll get to the race because there's a huge race is going on here in KC Mo. Obviously, Rock the Parkway and that damn run out in the Ozarks. I'll get to it in a few more minutes. But Carla Burnett pulling that off in typical Carla fashion. Incredible. Methodically putting yourself in position. It ain't a sprint. It ain't a 100-meter dash. A sprint. Well, that's not... it's not a sprint. Marathon, it's not a sprint. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. And Carla Burnett had a run. And this is golf. I'm talking about people. Hey, this is women's golf, by the way. K-State has an Augusta winner. This is coming off of K-State women's basketball making it to the Sweet 16. Right? this is great. And then, of course, I seen my alma mater a couple years ago, Will Howard. Now national champion in his own right with Ohio State. Will Howard leading us to the Big 12 championship. Saw that. Saw the Elite 8 run. Men's basketball a couple years ago. Jerome Tate's first year. Right? I know I'm leaving maybe one or two more K-State moments out. But that's again, a K-State podcast that I do regularly, daily. Right? Purple Project Podcast. Y'all want to check that podcast out? Go give that a subscribe and a listen. Every day. Your team every day. K-State, your team every day, right? Shameless plug. I'm going to do it anyway. Right? So, I am fortunate to see the Florida Gators, every one of their national championship wins. This is incredible. Unbelievable. So, Coach Golden, Walter Clayton Jr., Elijah Martin, I can't name the whole team. Congratulations on that feat. And the way that they did it, just a dramatic national championship fashion. Incredible. And again, I'm leaving a cliffhanger because I don't want to jinx myself. I had Houston and Florida in my bracket for the national championship game. I'm going to leave it just like that. The EG3 podcast continues any greater third here on this recording this Thursday episode. Yes, this will come out tomorrow night because I'm out of town on Friday. So with leaving with the squad on Friday. So I'm going to tie the Braves real quick. I'm recording this. Game 2 just started. The Braves finally won something. They finally won a damn game. Last week over the Marlins. And then again, they lose this damn series. So they're not going to stress me out. I know I talked about the Braves last week on this podcast. Atlanta Braves start off in the worst. They're the worst team in baseball, and still are the worst team in baseball. But somehow beat our arch rival Phillies and Zach Wheeler, our nemesis, last night. Chris Sale has not been good so far here in 2025, and that was probably being expected anyway. So there you go on that note. I know the Royals are, Kansas City Royals are 5-5. They're playing. They're actually about to throw the first pitch. Seth Lugo in the mound in the Baltimore Orioles. Okay, and I'm not gonna start that. Kansas City has something on Baltimore, on the city of Baltimore. I'm not going down that rabbit hole right now, for sure. I ain't got time for that. But yeah, so you have that. So little Royals on this podcast, folks. How about that? So the Braves or what? That was only their second win, and I saw their first win after that came last Friday night. After me and some of the crew, Kansas City Running Club, got done at KCRC at Strang Hall. And obviously, I won't be there, and neither are a handful of others this week because we're going on the road to back out to that damn run, the Lake of the Ozarks, where we're going to try to run this thing back. And that's a perfect transition into that right now. Eddie Gritter III, ET3 podcast here. The Thursday edition will come out tomorrow night. So ahead of us going on the road. So we're going to podcast, going back on the road. So, and of course, we'll have a postcast next Thursday. Of course, Tuesdays will be focused on NASCAR. NASCAR only, and if something important outside of that comes between now and Tuesday, I'll talk about it. I'll bring it back on that podcast. And of course, Thursdays is about running, race recaps, or whatever it is. So, yeah, there you go on that. But, yeah, before I get in the damn run, I mentioned getting to one of my goals here in 2025. One of those goals was achieved. The four-goal pillar. I don't have an exact nickname for these, but we're going to call these the four. Grand Slam is too big. We're just going to call the four. Yeah, the Grand Slam of goals here in 2025. One of those dropped last week. 100 mile a week, baby. Finally got it. 100 mile a week. It's not a one day setting. Hey, I might be leading that also in the cliffhanger, but for right now, let's stay in the moment right now for me. This is about me. This is not about the 100. This is not about the Spirit Trail races a couple weeks ago. No, right now. We mentioned that already. It's not about all that. This is about me. You're just me on this podcast. 100 mile a week. This is something I've been chasing the last couple years. I've been, whether that's training for Chicago or another or a previous marathon before Chicago, can't remember because I've done 10 of these and I was supposed to stop. And here I am, about to get ready for another one, when this was not supposed to be a marathon year. Was not supposed to be. But here I am, putting myself back in this ringer yet again for opportunity to do something that I've been chasing. Really, for the last couple years now. But, yeah, so 100-mile week. A 100-mile weekend. No, it didn't even stop there. It went, the total mileage for the week last week was 105. Of course, it was peak week. So that's why I said, if this is time to do it, it's right now, because right in the next couple weeks, I can't be doing that. I just can't be doing it. I can't do it. I cannot do it because I put the marathon in clear focus. First ring, when it was not supposed to be. This was supposed to be a half marathon block. And I put get myself in trouble with this, but by far, effective is the right word, but I'm gonna go with it anyway, productive training block out of all the marathons that I've done. Out of all of them. We're gonna step aside for a minute. This is the EG3 podcast. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to the latest edition of the EG3 podcast. Race week, that damn run, part two, the sequel. Eddie Gritter III here, recording on this Wednesday, April 9th, 2025, the Thursday edition. Tomorrow is Thursday, but it'll come out tomorrow night. So if you're looking for a Friday night, it won't be because I'm traveling out of town with some of the squad. So out to the Lake of Ozarks. Shout out Big Mike. Once again, thank you, Mike, for getting the, what I'm going to call the Airbnbs. Man, he is awesome. I tell you that. So again, thank you for doing that, for doing that for all of us. Once again, we had a great time last year And looking forward to it again this year with hopefully the sole focus of running it back. I am doing the 10K again this time. And it's a funny story. I was actually going to do the half. Well, it was between either Rock the Parkway, funny enough, or that damn run. And funny enough, because the Lake of Ozarks is known for them hills. And you can't escape hills. Not in Kansas City, unless you're running around North Kansas City. But you can't escape hills. You just can't. You just can't do it. And obviously, Olathe, they're going to have them hills. Ooh, they're going to have hills too. Yep. Uh-huh. That's exactly why you can probably call it cheating and whatnot, but it is, you call it what it is. We've been training on dumb hills. Before I took that break, because I had to take a phone call, look, and going back to what I said before taking that phone call, this has been the most productive, and yeah, as much running as I've done, all this running around, all the speed work, they call me Fast Eddie for a reason, but all the work, all the track workouts, all the stuff that I've done, this is the most productive. I just have to say it. And yes, I have a coach. Like I told several people. Yes, I have my own personal coach. Yes. And this is the most productive I've been for a marathon. That's saying something. And that's why I'm saying, let's get to the marathon right now. I don't care about the weather conditions. I don't care about the wind. That was expected anyway. All the marathons I run at this point, there has not been one perfect weather day. So what am I expecting anyway? So you dealt with the conditions. This is not the first time for me saying this on this podcast. You dealt with the conditions on that particular day. You're not, this is the Midwest. Really? You'll be fortunate. And I might be talking for the people that are getting ready for Boston too. I mean, Boston's crazy for weather. You don't know what you're going to get. The same thing if you're training for Portland. CIM. CIM is later on the year. Portland. Florida. Any marathon that you're getting ready for, you can't control the weather. That's why I keep telling myself, you cannot control the uncontrollables. You cannot do it. Do not stress yourself out doing it. Just go out there and do you. Do you. Do EG3. Do Fast Eddie stuff. Just go out there and do what you have to do. Right? You can't control what other people are doing. You can't control what other people are saying. You can't control what the weather's doing. You can't control this and that. You can't control the course. You can't control the hills. You can't take away the hills, whatnot. You just cannot do it. You just can't. You got to go out there, train, give your best, train, do what you're supposed to do, and then go out on race day. And obviously, the key, you want to be, if not already, close. Nobody's 100%. Nobody's 100% at this time. You got to be, let's say, 90%, 80 to 95%. We'd be lucky. Yeah, you'd be lucky, be fortunate to get there. Knock on wood, right? We're closing in on the start line in Olathe, right? Let's get there. Get there. Do the best you can. I know everyone now is tapering for their respective races, whether that is Boston, Garmin, Olathe. I know a few that are traveling to Oregon, doing the Eugene race or half marathon or getting ready for Rock the Parkway on Saturday. It don't matter. It does not matter. You can't control. You got to do what you got to do. Again, like I always say on here, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. You do you. Fast Eddie does it. Fast Eddie, you do you. You do what you gotta do. So, yeah. You gotta tell already, I am jacked up. I am a little jealous. I gotta say it. I'm a little jealous of folks that have been racing, putting down some awesome times and all that. Great. That's great. I'm busting my behind trying to get right for this marathon. And it's almost here. It's crazy stuff, man. Crazy stuff. Rock the Parkway Saturday. Unfortunately, obviously, if you have not been telling already, I'm not going to be doing that, unfortunately, because that damn run is on the same morning as Walker Parkway. So I'll be out of town, so I'm going to miss it out on that. But I'm sure maybe Saturday night or after the post-race festivities out at the Lake of the Ozarks, I'll be tapped in to what went down at Walker Parkway with all the finishing stats. You want to call it? We're going to call it that. The finish or whatnot. So I'm very... I'm a little jealous. A little jealous that people are running it, because we have run it for the last 2 years. We missed out on sub 80 last year by a minute and change. So still a little irritated about that. But I can't do anything about it now. We gotta focus on right now. We gotta focus on Saturday. We gotta get to Saturday. Focus on that. We have a goal time for Saturday. We have a plan. We got a goal time. We want to get it. And of course, one of those goals is win. We want to try to win, right? Despite being in a taper phase. And that's the tricky part with knowing me. Hey, that's going to be hard to pull me back but I'm aware of the situation. I'm fully aware of the situation by now. But we'll have to see. It's supposed to be cool. So 40 degrees. I don't know. And I don't know how cold it was last year, but it was cold. So it was cold. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be, yeah. So 40 degrees. It's all right, cause hey, we've been running in this weather, whether it's 20, 40, 30, windy, snowy, it don't matter. You have worked your butt off for this. So get in off. Well, I just made a third. I just created a third goal. For myself. Finish with no injuries. Get to the finish, no injuries. So we made a goal. We made a race plan. Well, I watched the YouTube video last night. You got to make a race plan. Oh, okay. So we made a race plan. We got a goal. Number two, win the thing, right? Try to go out and win. Run it back. This is unfinished business. This is going back all the way back to the beginning of the year. The unfinished business tour starts officially. I know I ran a mile. I was trying to get under 4:59. Fortunately, that's a road mile. That didn't happen. I don't count that. It officially starts right now. It starts this week. Unfinished business starts this week, 2025. It starts right now. It starts with this race, that damn run. We're going to get it done. Everybody's going to get it done. We're going to get out there. Everybody's going to get it done. Everyone's going to have fun. We're going to get it done. But the main objective, try to run this thing back. We're going to try to run it back, get a better time. Get a better time. And when I say that, I'm going to keep that. I'm gonna, like the whole Final Four situation, I'm going to leave that as a cliffhanger. I got to go. I got to go, obviously. So we'll see what happens there with that. So Rock the Parkway going down here in Kansas City. So for those that are running that, good luck. And that is also part two of the 39.3 Half Marathon Heartland Challenge. There, and of course, I mentioned it on last week's Thursday episode, or Friday, it came out Friday. Part three is the half marathon of the Olathe half. That's the series finale. So we're doing the marathon. we're doing that. And I just got earlier before coming home, got done. I saw my PT for the first time since before Chicago of last fall. And I'll be making another trip back over there on race week. She told me to come back on race week, just like Chicago, so we're running back on that phase. So it's great catching up with her, and she's going to be out on the course. She has a couple other patients that are doing their first marathon out there, and that people that know me know that I don't pay attention. So. It is supposed to, there's a possibility of a sign. I know there's going to be a lot of signs out there. I know I've been told this already, so we'll see if I pay any attention. I black out on these things. So I don't pay attention. And sure, I don't pay attention to this thing, but again, I'm going to do my best. I'm trying not to be ignorant. This is a home game. This is why, and this is the main reason why I decided, and I had this explanation earlier this year. Right, this is the EGD podcast. A few more minutes here on this race week episode. Let's go. Eddie Griffith. I know. If you guys not fired up, then I don't know what y'all doing. Because it's Rock the Park. Rock the Parkway is one of my favorite halves. Right behind Bill Snyder. Stay tuned on that one. But look, if you're not jacked up, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. I just don't. Now I lost train of thought. I was going to say, yeah, so. I'll end this episode with this. This is why I decided to sign up for the Olathe Marathon, Oz Marathon. Because people, friendly faces that, look, I categorize myself. I don't know a whole lot of people here. I still don't know a whole lot of people are out. Yes, I've lived in KC Metro now for over a year now, or relocated here for about a year and change now, right? Year and a couple of months now, not change, just a month, definitely a couple of months now, right? And the fact that people know you, who you are, like, I don't know all these people, but yet people shout my name and all this other stuff, like, what? Like I said, I've also said this on this podcast before. This is not the last time I say this. I hear things. I'm not good at surroundings when I just focus on the person ahead of me. I'm trying to run fast. Or the best of my ability, one of the two, right? Or I'm going to try not to hit a wall or something, right? That's what we're not going to try to do at Garmin in a couple of weeks. Is not do that. Not avoid that at all costs, right? And I've been working on that. These long runs have been, like I said, this is the most productive. And that's saying something. Coming from me. This is the most productive train block ever. More than Chicago. That's got to tell you something right there, man. I'm ready. I'm ready to run this thing right now. But again, finishing my point, all the names, and even Rock the Parkway, that was something last year. KCRC, the Cheetah Squad, they're going to be out there again for those of you who are not racing Rock the Parkway, or I know there's a first-timer. There's a first-timer that's running his first ever half marathon. Shout out David. He's going to be running his first half marathon Saturday. Get that out there. So you just got a shout out on the ETT podcast. Rightfully so. But yeah, so all the names, all the cheering, whatnot, and I am sure there's going to be a lot of people out there I don't know. But I do know a lot of people. I don't know a lot of people, but a lot of people know who I am. So I'm as anxious to get out there to the start line. Hopefully 2.5 weeks, Lord willing, get out there, fresh with some mind. Let's go after this thing, right? So, again, get out of the damn run, the damn 10K, okay, with no major things happening and whatnot. Just get out of there, okay? That's part, even if I don't win, right? Go out there, just the main objective, really. I know we try to win this thing, but get out of there healthy as you can. Let's not screw it up. I don't know me. Try to screw up things. Do not screw it up. Whatever you do, do not screw it up. And I thought, I thought I screwed it up after the 22 miler. That was scheduled. That was scheduled last weekend. Now scheduled with, again, you can't control the controllables. Take care of your body. Do what you need to do. And hey, you just gotta leave the rest up. You gotta leave the rest up to the cards, man. Leave it up to the cards. So, man, let's freaking go. Let's go. Race week. Yes, yes. Man, I miss racing, man. Woo! I can't wait to race, man. I just can't wait, man. Cause I feel like I've been sitting on the sidelines too long, watching everybody else race. You're only out there for a mile. I get it. But the Unfinished Business Tour begins officially Saturday at Lincoln Ozark. So the KCRC Club, we're going to take our act out there. We're going to handle business, go out there, have some fun. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to the road trip. I'm looking for everything. Get out of Kansas City for a little bit. It's been a while. It's been a minute. But get out of this town for a little bit. Sort of recharge. I don't know how else to put it. Have fun, recharge. Let's get after it. Let's do the things that we got to do out there. And those of you going to be in town, rock the parkway, do y'all thing. Let's make it happen. The ETD podcast, get it. wherever you get your favorite podcast. We are free and available 2 times a week. Or when I have a chance to record content, each of these podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, make sure you do subscribe. Even if not already, hit the alarm bell every time we post upload an episode. You guys will be first to know about it. And again, make sure you tell one, if you know the host of the podcast, that's me, EG3. Or if Fast Eddie shows up on this podcast. But if you know the host or if you don't, make sure you tell one person or friend about the E3 podcast. Man, it's been a good show. We're going to wrap this up. We have made it to the finish line on another episode of the EG3 podcast. Again, if you're interested, again, I recorded another NASCAR episode on Tuesday. Denny Hamlin going back to back. He's looking to make it 3 in a row. Can he do it this weekend? I won't be able to watch this weekend. I'm out of town. I'm going to have to catch up on when I get home, get back to the ET3 Renaissance here. So, so we'll catch up on that when I get back in town and all that. Safe travels, everybody who are traveling either to that damn run or traveling to Kansas City for the Rock the Parkway or other races for that matter. So make sure you tap in again. Make sure you travel safe and do all and have fun. Do you? I'll leave it at that, like I usually do. Do you? That's going to wrap things up. We've crossed the finish line on an episode of the EG3 podcast. Again, we'll have a postcast of that damn run next week. And, of course, all things NASCAR on Tuesday with the Bristol weekend, triple header weekend up there in Tennessee. Until then, EG3, we signing out. We out of here. Peace.